So, unlike Fran's story, I don't have baboons. But like Pete's story, I do have a beach. When you go to the beach, it's very easy to get distracted by the sun and the heat and bikinis. And you don't always see the true nature of beaches. But if you had been there when we celebrated Lottie's 23rd birthday, you might start to see beaches for what they really are. They're liminal spaces. They're boundaries between what we try to control on land and the chaos of the water. And when we celebrated Lottie's 23rd birthday, we learned that these white ribbons that just edge our coasts are edges. And like a lot of edges, it's not always easy to know when you're going to go over. So when Lottie turned 23, we were students studying in Barcelona. And we were very poor, but very young and very attractive. And we decided to go, thank you, we decided to go to the beach, because the beach is always sexy and it's always free. So, and it's Lottie's birthday, so we're going to do this up right. But it's March and it is past midnight. And we grab the best sparkling wine that €3 a bottle can buy and the fanciest €4 box of chocolates I have ever seen. Most of them hadn't even had a bite taken out of them. And we wrap ourselves up in coats and hats and gloves and scarves. We look more like members of Bird's Party to the Antarctic than we actually look like the young, sexy beachgoers that we actually are. So we walk the 5 minutes from our apartment down to the beach, and it is almost deserted. And there are signs everywhere that says, "This beach closes at midnight." Not for young, sexy students abroad. This beach is still open. So we climb out and we dig in and we pass the bottle and we are passing the chocolates and everything that young, attractive people do at a beach at midnight in the middle of winter. And we start to hear from just barely from the edges of perceptible hearing, we start to hear, "Tango Frio. I'm cold." We look around, there's one other couple on the beach, and we're looking around and we keep hearing it, "Tango Frio, Tango Frio." And we start scanning the horizon, and we hadn't seen it before, but just to the left of us there's a rock jetty, and it goes out about 100 feet and it makes a right turn. And just beyond that jetty, we see this little speck. And it's barely keeping above the water. And if the water hadn't been as dark as it had, I don't even think that we would have seen him. And he's yelling, "Tango Frio." And we're thinking, no, duh. And we're looking at the couple next to us, and they're dismissing him. They're saying, "Baracha," which is drunk. And we try to put him out of mind, but we keep hearing, "Tango Frio." And very sudden, this guy, this little speck in this black water, he becomes the center of our entire universe, and we are focused on him. And we start calling him to us, and very slowly, he's moving closer and closer, and he's close enough where we can wade out into the sea and pull him out. And it's at this point we realize that he is fully naked. And the rocks and the stones and the shells that are on the beach are cutting and digging into his thighs. And he is bleeding as we are pulling him out of the ocean. It's like the exact opposite of the birth of Venus. All right? And so we take off our coats and everything and we cocoon him and we grab him and we are shaking him. And we send our friend Bianca, who can yell the loudest, to go flag down a cop car. And they're actually just as one driving by in their like neon yellow matchbox Hot Wheel car squad cars. And Bianca yells at them and they come out and they see us with this man. And if there is possibly a bigger buzzkill than pulling a naked man out of the sea in the middle of winter at midnight, it is having to explain pulling a naked man out of the sea in the middle of winter at midnight in a language that you speak with the proficiency of a four-year-old. Oyo, I hear tango frio. Y proxima, and next. Miro, I look. Y proxima, next. Veo, I see. Ea, el hombre, they're a man. Which is the international word for swimming. Dice, he says, tengo frío. Decimos, we say, hey, which is international for WTF. Dice, tengo frío mucho tiempo. He says, I'm cold, many times. Decimos, venir cercano, come closer, or come neighboring, which sounds a lot friendlier when you're pulling somebody naked from the sea. At this point, the cop looks down and he says, thank you, I get the picture. So we uncase this man from all of our coats, and the cops come and they put that little crinkly silver blanket on him and stand him up, which gives him the very odd appearance of an astronaut who, through some grave miscalculation, crashed in the middle of the Mediterranean in the middle of winter past midnight naked. And they put him in the ambulance, and they drive off. And the cops leave. And we're on the beach all alone. Son of a bitch. So we walk home not knowing what to make of Lottie's 23rd birthday. But by the time we get home, we realize not only can we now celebrate Lottie's 23rd birthday, we can celebrate our own heroism. We're heroes here. So the next day, as we're explaining this to anybody who will listen, everybody's very quickly dismissing us or just brushing us off, at first because we thought they were jealous. Then we realized, well, we didn't actually swim out to him so much as just yelled and pulled. And then maybe also because people who are really heroes don't oftentimes go around telling people that they're heroes. And even now, 6 years later, I really don't know what to make of the story. I don't know if we saved his life. I don't know what he was thinking. I don't know if he went out and did it the very next night. I don't know if he's doing it right now. But the only thing I do know is on that night, on Lottie's 23rd birthday, maybe when he was just about to go over that edge, we were there, and we called him back.